salt and deception to trick him. So Yaakov said, "Hey, you see, he cashed it out." So in other words, that's a heta. If you have to deal with the crook, you can resort to deception. He cashed it out. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom himself is tackling it. So it's certainly not unethical if the Rebbeinu Shalom himself is tackled with Hamoy. So Mele, since this pairing acted deceptively towards him, and they are trying to cause him loss, so if he has no other way of saving himself from loss, he is allowed him to resort to deception and tell these unscrupulous workers, "Listen, you are changing your mind. You don't want to work for 20 zoos. You want 40 zoos. I'll give you 40 zoos. But please do the work. Otherwise I'll have loss." So, and then he can pay them 20 zoos. Never mind the farmers, because in Yiddish you tapo. So that explains the matter. But what does it mean, Secher Alev? Secher Alev means that he is allowed, let's say. Now, he agreed to pay them 20 zoos for taking out, the flax. Now they change their mind and he doesn't have workers available. So then the halacha is, listen, for money, you know, if you give more money, you can always have. So let's say for 20 zoos, he will not get workers to draw out the flax, but for 40 zoos he will get. So since they acted very unfairly towards him and they are trying to cause him loss, so suppose he can get workers now only for 40 zoos. At that time, you know, so labor was relatively cheap. Now that they change their mind, so he can only get workers for 40 zoos. Whatever the reason is, for less than 40 zoos, he cannot get any. He cannot get any workers. So then, the halacha is that he can be miyakeh. And he can pay, let's say, 40 zoos and tell them they should pay it for him, the 20 zoos. They should pay it for him. Secher aleinu mato. Now, secher aleinu miyodom liyekia vialeinu lishalom. The Aleim Rishalim. Now, the Rosh mentions that there are 2 days of Rishalim. What does it mean, Aleim Rishalim? So the Rosh now, first you should go over the Gemara. I'm a dollar. Seventh line from the top. At Kamusikhale, in other words, you can hire other workers at the very high price, and then they will be responsible for the payment. At Kiddishchol. So what did he argue is hard? So Rashi says, he was actually Sasamro. The Rikid Mukrum, Sehralin, Komashu Hailen, Yesi Bahrein, the Yidno. The Yidno. So in other words, if let's say they did part of the work, half of the work, he promised to pay them 20 zoos for the whole work, but they did part of the work, so how much were they entitled? To 10 zoos. But before they finished the work, so they were hazy. So then he hires other workers, and then, so how much does he owe them? 10 zoos. 10 zoos. So Mele, instead of paying the 10 zoos to the original workers who did half of the work, so that 10 zoos he uses in paying the other workers. In paying the other workers because they want a higher wage. So according to Rashi, he can only hire other workers at the expense of these workers to the extent of the money that he already owes them because they did some of the work. That's Rashi. Then the Rosh. Now one second. Well, let's see things more. Is the Rabbi Rav Nachman at the Hapoyim the Hamishim Zuz? At the Hapoyim the Hamishim Zuz? So in other words, that not only can he hire, but he can hire other workers at the expense of these workers, even to the extent of Hapoyim and Hamishim Zuz, not only to the extent of the money that they earned. Omalei Titania Yi Sheboso Habiroyor, where the workers left their bundle and tools with the Balabais. So then he can hire other workers and pay the other workers even to the extent of Aboy Bahamishis. Now again, here there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Bitwan Bamitsiyash Bukhles. I'm sorry, I have to mention it first. You know, if we know the Shitas, so we'll be able to understand the Tesis better. So, according to the Ramban, and that's the Shita of the Rambam also, Ababoy Bahamishim Zuz means Labdaf Yaboy Bahamishim Zuz. It means even to the extent of Ababoy Bahamishim. And suppose the Habilo, let's say, is worth 100 zoos, 200 zoos, and in order to save himself from loss and finish up the work of taking out the flax from the water, it's necessary to pay workers 200 zoos, and if the Habilo that they left with the Balabais is worth 200 zoos, he can sell the whole Habilo and pay out of the proceeds in 200. So why do they say Arboim Hamishim Zuz? Because that's a very big sum, even if it's necessary, Arboim Hamishim Zuz. But if it's necessary, if the Habilo is worth more than Arboim and more than Hamishim, so that's the Shamsar, not the Ramban of the Ramban. That's the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritual. But the Ramban Shita is different. That's the maximum, Aboy Mahamishim Zuz. But more than Aboy Mahamishim Zuz, even though the Habilo is worth 100 Zuz, 200 Zuz. And suppose, in order to finish up the work, he has to pay 100 Zuz, 200 Zuz, even though the Habilo has that worth, he cannot sell and use all the proceeds for payment. because it's not derech, you know, to use the habilo for more than a volume hamish mizuz bisman agmon. That's the shit of the Rambam. But the shit of the Rambam and the Pitoy is lavdak ki avoyim. The avoyim hamish mizuz is a good. In other words, even if the wage promised to the original workers was only 3 zuz, so he can collect from the Chavilo 40 or 50 zuz in order to pay the workers. So that's a good. But in Hakaname, if it's necessary to pay more than 40 zuz, and Chavilo is worth more than 40 zuz, then he can collect in more than 40 zuz. Now, in respect to, so the Gemara says that if he did, if the workers didn't leave the Chavilo with the Balabais, so then he can only be Secher Aleihem Atkibishol. And according to Rashi, Atkibishol means as much as they earned by the little bit of work they did before they were Chavilo. Now the Rosh Sicher allein im Matton, Bad Kamo, Omar Rab Nachmun hat hier nicht schon. Pirsche Asche, Admasch, Bala Bai, Stop ist nicht schon. In other words, he agreed to pay them for the whole piece of work, 20 zuz, and they did half of the work, so they earned 10 zuz, so he can withhold 10 zuz instead of paying them. So he paid other workers, but what he cannot withhold more. The Yeshim Foshim, be careful, Scott. Be careful, Scott. In other words, double of the schar. In other words, if they earned 10 zuz, so then he can make them responsible for 20 zuz. Why keep the schar? That's difficult to understand, but that's not our need. Anyway, we have, this is the mark. He came, he hold on Abbasichas, Abbasichas, Abkilaim, the Halis pitched on the Chodomashov, the mocking Shin Shomodom, where there are no workers readily available, because when Sechraim map, he can be like Hamas Sechraim, Amar Abmachmon at Kiesko, he's the Homer Abmachmon, Abapoyim Hamishim Jews. Hosom kishebol hafil yode. Peo shebo kli une shel peo liyad balabais. He hashte. So what is the cleanness of the peo liyad balabais? The security. So in other words, if they left their tool with balabais, that means they obligated themselves to reimburse the Balbais for many loss, and they turned over the tools as security. So don't we see from this that when a person promises a certain sum of money and you leave something as security, so that creates these hiatus. And that's the reason as to why they can collect from the Kabila. So Tzikashi against the first washing thesis that when a person undertakes to pay a certain sum of money in the poor government, and he does not, and he does not make an opinion on him or execute the Shtar's Chayes. He just leaves the Mashkan, so then he does not create his Chayes. Here we see that in view of the fact that the Peyam left their tools, the Chavila is security for the promise they made to spare him from any loss, that they are responsible. So the Kashi is directed against the first Washington thesis, not against the second Washington thesis. Yesh Lema, Yerigome, Yehosom, Gomu Lehefse. Now, because they are responsible because they caused the loss. So what does it mean? Because it's Gami. Gomu is potter, but Gami is higher. Maybe that is Gami, it's the law, so is Gami. The original workers, by promising to take out the flax from the water, so, and then they change their mind, they quit, so because they lost all the flax that remained in the water, so we become spoiled, we be lost. So it's not me, so they're hired. So then the question is, so why Dafkin he left the bundle of tools in the possession of the Moabites? Even they didn't remain secure. They still should be liable because of Mazik. So that question is raised by the Agoy Soshman in Bogotzi. The double of it shall be commosing nasis of it. Let's say when the piston was put in the water, and then if you don't take it out in time, so the whole piston becomes spoiled. Nearly the Chayonim Mishalim call up Seydei, Mishmidine the Gami, the Maishten Balabayish in Gorm Lapsid and Shechayim, after the following the Lord King, the Goshal, the Goshal, the Goshal, the Kamu Noma, the Abidom Rovi, Seicher Aleim Mato, at Kamu Seicher Aleim Atki Vizcho, in Boso Chfiro Yodei, at Nen Yimin Zuz, Mai Yerye Boso Chfiro Yodei, אפילו לא יבוס או נאמו ישראל נשאלה משמדין לגמי תכף אנחנו נוכל משהו מחיר את ישראל נדין לגמי because there is a מחלק הסביבו אבל the גמי ישראל גמי is not חייל but תכף אנחנו himself it appears holds that גמי ישראל so even without year of נחמי say was a few years but לא יבוס a few years they are not responsible to reimburse for the loss the Balabai sustained. But even without the boss of the Lord, they should be hired with Sad Mazik, with Sad Gami. Yei Shleina, the Hosom Maire, the Gemara that says, only in the case of boss of the Lord, so then they are, the Chuyen, to to reimburse him against the boss. But if not boss of the other, so then at me huye, the easy meaning shall be gomul and shum hefze. Kigain where it couldn't be anathematic, kish a pishton on the show of her, who be sure she is here, elu, lohoya achir in the tree. In other words, when does the Gemara say the dafke in the case of Bosa Habir Yode, so the Amechuyev to reverse him for the loss, because they undertook and they left security the Habir, otherwise they are not Mechuyev to reverse him against the loss. So that is reference to the case where at the time when he hired the original workers who subsequently changed their mind, so the pishton was already in the water. The pishton was already in the water. And if they hadn't agreed to take out the pishton, the Balbais would never have gotten other workers. Some of them are Maziki. It's in the Baal. True. He was the same loss. But he cannot say that on account of them he sustained the loss. Because suppose the workers would never have undertaken to take out the flex from the water. So would he have gotten other workers to do it? No. He would have sustained the same loss anyway. The fact is that they undertook, but they cannot be considered as maziki, because even if they hadn't undertaken, so the Balabais wouldn't have been able to get anybody else, and we would have sustained that loss. So Mele Mitzad Mazi, Mitzad Gami, is not higher. So Mele, if they didn't leave any bundle, he cannot collect from them the salary that he has to pay, extra workers, 40 zoos, 50 zoos. But if they left the bundle with the Balabais, so they undertook to save him from any loss, and they left security. So Melee, they undertook because of their ischaibes, but it's a gamit kachaya, because the Gemara is referenced to a case where at the time he engaged the original workers, so the flex was already soaking in the mine. And if these workers had not undertaken to take out the water, the flex from the water, then he wouldn't have been able to get anybody else. So he would have sustained that loss anyway. Even if these workers had not undertaken, the Balabais would have sustained the same loss. So there is no chiyuv on this call, Gami, but since they left the bundle, that means they undertook to reimburse the Balabais against the loss. So Mele is mechuyev because of his chayes, but his highness with Gula Daome is not effective. But here, it was coupled with the security, the bundle that they left. But according to the first Washington case, the leaving of the Mashkin does not create his highness. So why does it create his highness here? That's the discussion. This is that seems the Yeshua Dominic, the Hosom Gomu Yet. So the question is, what kind of Gomu Yetzit? The according to the Agorisoshu Starets, so it's just he would sustain that loss anyway. The answer is they are speakers. They hadn't undertaken, so then they wouldn't be considered to be a man. But once they undertook to take it out, and he relied on them, so that means so that then he was not subjected, he was not destined to sustain loss. Then when he changed the mind, he became destined to sustain loss. So that's also happening. But Gami it is. Now, if Gami it is, so what can be Tarasya? So Marisha, what's the Tarasya? If the fact that it's commonly absent makes them liable on the basis of Mazi, so that without the Chilo, they should be the Chilo. But without the Chilo, they're not the Chilo on the basis of Mazi. Because even if they hadn't undertaken, he would have sustained that loss. So maybe it's not Mazi. So it's not Mazi. So why is in the Chilo on the basis of the Ischaibes? But Ischaibes with Gula Be'alma is not effective. Only when there is a king, and here there was no king, just the left is security, but for the income, Ashkin income, the living of security for a promise does not, is not effective to create this highness. So why is it effective here to make them liable? So what's the pshat case? Now, so I think the pshat case is right. This is a please. If the terrors are going social, that the reason is why we have to resort to the Chabiro because of their undertaking their highness, is because it has reference, the lawyer has reference to the case where at the time the workers undertook to take out the flax from the water, so at that time the flax was already soaking in the water, and if they hadn't undertaken to take out the flax, so then the rabbis wouldn't have been able to get out of it. So mele, gamin it is, but gome it is, nevertheless. Why is it gome? Because true, if they hadn't undertaken to take out the flax, so then he wouldn't have been able to get other workers. But the fact is that he did undertake. Once they undertook, so he was spared. So the Barabbas was already spared the loss of the flags. And then, as a result of their changing their mind, the Chazoreh, so he again became destined to sustain loss. Some mele, gami it isn't, but gome it is. Since, as a result of their promise to take out the flags, he became secure against the loss, and now as a result of the Chazoreh, he again became destined to sustain loss. So given they are not real Mazikim, but gome it is. So since it's gome, so mele now, the halacha is that gome b'nizokin is potter miodom v'chayo b'din shamayim. That's the worrying of the coming. Now what is it in Chai Mishmai? Das heimlich mein Mien, das hier ist eine Rehre, auch heimlich mein Mien ist, that Zerirchi accept the best and cannot enforce it. It's not enforceable the best. So the Rabbi Miri, which in Kubetze says, heimlich mein Mien, Zerirchi mon. But not just that he has an Amir, but it's a real human moment, but it's not collectible, it's not enforceable by Bezdin. Bezdin cannot be here with Sechel Chosin. So it's like every human in Shemayim, with Tafas is Loi, Maftin Minei. And then the Rav Amiri says in the name of Hashem, a big Chiyash, that it's a real human moment. Suppose somebody is being together with the famous Haver. He opened the door of the stable, and then the behemoth walked out and got lost. He's not hired in order because he wasn't part of the behemoth. He just was caused damage to the Baal behemoth. But suppose he doesn't pay, so it's possible in the Isis, the Rosh Hashanah. It's like someone who borrows money and doesn't pay. So it's not posleides because ishtamutik on ishtam. Because we assume that he intends to pay ultimately. So I keep on really not posleides. But if it is established that he doesn't intend to pay, so then by not paying the debt he becomes a gazlan. He becomes a Rosh Hashanah. So if somebody was killed together with Milena's Havere, he's Mechuyim in Shomayim, and he doesn't pay, he doesn't intend to pay, so he's possible in the rising. So we see it's a real human, except that it's not Yetzin Bezdin. Bezdin cannot be heard in Chosk, cannot learn in attachment. But the Tafaz, we must kill him with it. So in a way, you can understand it. Thesis that in Achanan, when there is no chiyuv on the part of the person, just a promise to the Bura down there, and then he gives a mashkin, so that does not create his fight. But here, a gomer of mazik is, even though he wouldn't have been able to get other workers, if these workers had not undertaken to take out the flax from the water in which the flax had been sown. But since they undertook to take out the flax, so they already secured him against loss of flax. And then they changed their mind, so they caused him damage again. Some male committees, it's not Yami, but committees. So they are Mechuyim in Shemayim apart from their Yisraelis. So since there was a real Mechuyim in Shemayim, then the security has a need. You see, the reason as to why the first Washington Jesus says that the reason as to why the first Washington Jesus says that if you make a promise to give him money and then you leave him mashkin, so you're not mechuyeh, because with the good dharma you don't become mechuyeh. You don't become mechuyeh even in Shemayim. It's just a promise. So it's only an Indian of dvorim leivim shmachusre amona, of here is Yisrael, lo yaso avlov, lo yidat mechodov, which is assuming. But there is no few money created. So the mashkin itself should create his highness that now. But once you are mechuyeh, even if the chiyuv is only the Shemayim, but the Shemayim is also a real chiyuv. What Ayat Rav Amiri says in the name of many of the Shemayim, that if he doesn't pay his posleides, he's a Rosh Hashanah, he's a gazlan, so he's mechuyeh even without the mashkin. But without the mashkin, it's not enforceable by Bezdin. It's only a chiyuv Shemayim. But once he leaves the mashkin, then the mashkin has a meaning, you see. what the first Washington Tesis says in the sheet of the Bible, that it's not chayach to say, you will be mashkin when you're not mechuyev. In mashkin for what? Security for what? Security for the debt. But here, even without the undertaking, by the union. So, the mechuyev is in Shamayim to reimburse him against the loss. So there is a debt that they owe the Baal Bais. But it's not enforceable in Bezdin. It's only the Shemayim. As long as there is a debt and they leave the Mashkin, so then the Mashkin is effective. Mishlema, the Ridome, the Hosom Gomoli has it. But it's coming. So without the Chilo, so he cannot collect from that. But since there is a debt in the Shemayim, some melee when they leave in Mashkin, so the Mashkin is effective as a means. They say Nachri on the first Mashkin. And look, you know what you see at the hour. Then he says, Uch the Shere, you in Lasi Shidupi. So ich in Zoya, the Zoya Yoke, Shelima Lay, Shelima, Area, Makhne, Lechot, כך, אם הכלוך אני מסתכלת לצהות, כך וכך בגוף החיל. ואם הוא אומר, אם ארזר ביעטו לכו, כך וכך, והילוך משכן, מונעים כאן משכנעים כאן. So first he says, אני מבט, according to the first Washington thesis, it all goes according to the first Washington thesis, that the giving of a משכן for a promise, to support a promise, does not create any real mishait. So really, when you make noise, you know, when you make noise, today, I say unfortunately, because it's a joke. Knowing is a very nice thing, it's a very nice thing, but the way it's done, it's carried out today. When you write noise, 5 minutes before the chuppah, everybody's in a hurry, is in a rush. It has no meaning. It has no meaning. What's the purpose of knowing? The purpose of knowing was, let's say, when a fellow came engaged to a girl, and the wedding was supposed to take place, let's say, a year later, doesn't make any difference. So they were afraid lest one of them would be chazir. That would be a big avlak, you know, to the other party. So they annoy you and they almost hide themselves from us. Whoever is breaks of the shidduch, whether the fellow or the girl, the parents of the fellow or the parents of the girl, so they'll have to pay knas to the other party. That was, you know, a way of guaranteeing that they won't, no one will break up the ship. So that was his highness. After all, there is no halacha that if a chosin or a coward breaks up the shida, he has to pay knas. So it's only on the basis of these highness. So if you make a kiyan suda, so usually it was done with the kiyan suda. So it became a real chil. But suppose you don't make a kiyan suda, so then he does not become a chil. So suppose you live secure. The parents of the chosin live jewelry with the parents of the kaleh. And the parents of the kaleh live jewelry with the parents of the chosin as a mashka. In case one breaks off, they'll be able to collect Knas, kills from the secure. So he says, Ukhtigun Vasi Shibuchu, Tzorek Uzoya Bidobo Yoke, Shilima Hareya Maknoloch, Kach Vikach Vikuf Achimit, Imoma Merzer, Etloch Kach Vikach, Vihiloch Mashken, Monin Kamashken. But how both economy of first Washington basis, the beginning of security to support and to handle something. So it doesn't mean anything. So the Shemo is Duchim Yamdina Money in Kamashing. Kinch the Shoeha Mel Khisabay. Hashem is Balish Bigaba. What is it? But the question of life is Balish Bigaba, all right, so it's a Bilal. Of course, breaking of the Shia under ordinary circumstances is an Abel. Who is talking about Abel's here? We are talking here about monetary responsibility, the real real money that could be enforced by Bezdin. So what if Hashem is inspired by poverty? And according to the Shita of the Haile, and Thesis is discussing, is directing itself, the first motion in Thesis, that the trap in one income, Ashkin income, is if you make a verbal promise and you couple the promise with the giving of security, so that does not create a debt in his highness. So why is Shiduchim so is it affecting the security? He's buying the other. So what do you buy? Now, the Ramban in Bovitzie and the Mishneh that if Sochras Rumi Ma'awis and Pishton in Amisko, so then it's Dovo Ovu, so Seche Aleyem Matom. But Atibis Chol, the question is, what does it mean to Atibis Chol? Does it mean to the extent of the money earned, or more than that? All right. So there is a machlik. The Rosh says that there are two shittes. But only Kiddush Chol. More than Kiddush Chol on. More than Kiddush Chol on. More than Kiddush Chol on. So the Ramban, as the Kashi, the Ramban, the Kiddush Ramban on Mitzir, he has the Kashi. Why without the Chabilo? So why are they responsible to the extent of Schor? Whatever the pshat of Schor means, whether Schor means the amount already earned or came for that, you see, or came for that, but on what basis can we hold them responsible to the extent of Schor? To the extent of Schor, I mean the extent of the wage, the salary that they would be entitled if they had kept their funds. So they are responsible. On what basis? Why? Because they promise. So the word you cannot be described yourself. So the Ramban says in the tradition, because when a worker undertakes something, in the case of the law of wood, so the implication is, in case he is Chayzeya, so he will be responsible to the extent of his law. That's the only thing. When a worker agrees to do a certain work for the Balabais, in the world, in something that involves loss in case he's really quits, like pulling out the threads from the water in which he has been sold. So then, the reason is that when a worker undertakes sure that they will keep the promise. some realities, their spirits das, then the poor down in his highest is effective. So their spirits das to the extent of soul, not to more than soul. So we see from the Rambam decree that the only reason as why the dwelling beyond me, a person is not responsible, is because the other person, when you promise a person, let's say, I'll give you 100 Jews in 30 days, even if he realizes it's not a real circumstance, but where there is a full, absolute smichus das, then without kinyan sudar, so it creates chayus. That's why, in the case of workers who undertake to do a certain piece of work, where if they quit, it is a double obligation, it involves a monetary loss, so that means there is an undertaking to be responsible to the extent of soul, to be responsible. And to that extent there is a smichus das by the Baal HaBayis. So since there is a smichus das, so without the kinyan, the amichui, it becomes a legal debt. So this is what Jesus means. Since by shiduchim, when one breaks off, the shame is misbayish to the law. So mainly at the very outset, when the stipulated knowing, there was absolute smichus das. So each one of the parents of the chosid, and the parents of the kallel, were convinced that in case one of the parents will break off, then he will certainly pay the knas for the advance. There is absolute smichus das, reliance. Where there is absolute smichus das, then the dura b'alma is effective. So he's mechuyev anyway without the security. So mele, if they leave jewelry in the possession of the parents of the other party, of the chosid, the kallel, so mele, he can collect from the jewelry. The only aloha according to the right is that where without the security there is no chin. So then, mashkin doesn't mean anything. Mashkin for what? Mashkin to support an unbinding promise? That doesn't mean anything. But mashkin when there is a debt already in effect, then you give a mashkin, so then the person who gets the security is entitled to collect from the mashkin. That's why the security in case of shiduchim is effective. Okay, I think we don't want to start next time. Or maybe you just go over to the bar. So, without learning the business, yes. Now it's 23 and 12, okay, just a few minutes. So, Eisra Ovel Amachman, Kicho Bimashkon Mikudeshes, Kicho Bimashkon Mikudeshes. So we see that you, when you give a mashkin to Misho, even though you didn't give the mashkin as a gift, because you should be Misho, but only as a mashkin, so still it's good to shoot. Also, the mashkin da hair, or in the Rambitzchok, the Omar Rambitzchok, in Nayan, in Balchay, if you came in mashkin, Shenema, or in Choti, in Zdoko, in the Kena, in Zdoko, in Nayan. In the Kena, in Zdoko, in Nayan. In other words, there, when it says, Kicho, in mashkin, the Deshes, it's reference to the Kena. Where, let's say, the Baal, in Kadesh, let's say his name is Oded in Kaddish, and he lent Shimon 100 Jews some time ago. So Shimon, the Levi, gave Reuven the watch as a mashkin for the $100 debt that Reuven lent him Shimon. Now he takes this watch and he gives it to the Nishon, he tells him, and he is mocking the mashkin. So Mele, in that case, she is Mikudesh. Because since Reuven got this mashkin from Shimon as security for the debt that Shimon owed him Reuven, so Mele, he has a kinyan in that mashkin. So he got this off. Shamashkin Atzmei Konro. So, Mei Rabune Barobin Zobin Alamze Because of Shifra In Krike In Necheshes In Kutes Vehavu Badal. So they promise to pay Kutes for Kutes and Necheshes, but they didn't have the Kutes with them, but he just promised to pay. So in Sivun Askale, they gave a billion of silver as security for the putters of Nechashis. And they obligated themselves to pay, let's say, 100 putters for the ship. In Seif Aiker Amtsi, also become the Rabbame, in other words, that they can be Chazer. Because it was not common. Tritain kam Nasrein kam. Nasrein tritam nasrein kato kudishon reishis. Nasrein kasho kesem. Tritain kam. She is no allow. Ilkach Nasrein shum mashke. In kam lirin in kene. Liknes. She knows not who days. Und so knüdel er. Der Gnaini. Likne bekesem.
English and revered rabbis, ladies and gentlemen. In the center of the coming Shabbos, we read that after the construction of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, with all its kelim, all its vessels, had been completed, the same was brought before Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Torah says, Kehol asher tzivo ad Yishev es Moshe, Kein osu bnei Yisrael, Yisko avido, Vayar Moshe es kol amlocho, Vinei osu eiso, Kasher tzivo ad Yishev, Kein osu, Vayvonech liso Moshe. According to all that the Lord commanded Moshe, so the children of Israel did all the Avedah, and Moshe saw all the Melachot, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded, even so had they done it, and Moshe blessed them. What was the blessing? Our sages say, the blessing consisted of the following words, ירוצים שתישחו שכינו במייסי ילחם מייפיל בבירו את הלורד that God's presence should rest on the work of your hands ימיה מגישם לכינו עלינו ובאסי ידינו כינו עלינו ובאסי ידינו כנינו and may the graciousness of God and may thou, Almighty God, establish the work of our hands. Now the question arises as to why the Torah makes this apparent repetition. First, it says that the Israelites did the whole Aveda in conformity to the commandment of God, and then it says that the Israelites did the whole Melacha in conformity to the commandment of God. Obviously there is a distinction between the term Aveda and the term Melacha. Aveda means work, and it represents an accomplishment that is extraneous to the person executing the work. Melacha means art, and it represents an accomplishment which embodies the personality of the one who executed the work. When an artist creates a piece of art, then the artist injects his own personality into the piece of art. Every endeavor, even the most sacred endeavor, can be affected as an aveda. Which will be extraneous to the worker who performed it. And it can be realized not only as an aveda, but also as a melacha, as a piece of art, in which case the personality of the artist will be inherent in the accomplishment. In constructing the Mishkan, the Israelites executed the construction work properly, according to the specifications revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in addition, the Israelites injected their personalities into the Mishkan. Only when Moshe Rabbeinu made the observation that both the Aveda aspect and the Melacha aspect conform to the specifications revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Moshe ready to bestow his blessing upon the Mishkan and upon Klal's horses. Similarly, there are two kinds of familiar Chachamim and Yeshivas. There are familiar Chachamim and Yeshivas who cultivate Talmidim efficiently according to all the divine specifications, but the Talmidim always remain something extraneous to the Rebbe, to the teacher. They are, however, from the Chachamim who not only teach Torah to the Talmidim, but who also inject their personalities into the Talmidim's soul. Similarly, they are yeshivas who stress the melacha, the art aspect, in Havotah's Torah. Now the question arises as to the techniques that are to be employed in affecting Havotah's Torah on a melacha, on an art level, as contrasted from Havotah's Torah on a mere avoda level. The answer to this question can be detected in a certain story related in the Talmud. In Sefer Bo Metzia, in a treacherous appearing, we find the most interesting story. The Gemara tells us that when Rav Hanina and Rav Chiya were debating with each other, Rav Hanina would say to Rav Chiya, "Are you debating with me? Bahad the deeper needs us? Should the Torah be forgotten? I could revive Torah learning by means of my ambition and instruction." Whereupon Rav Chiya would respond, "Are you debating with me? I fulfill something more valuable. I manipulate that the Torah should not be forgotten in Israel. What I do the following. First, I plant flax. Out of the flax, I make nets. And with the nets, I catch deer. Out of the skins of the deer, I prepare parchments on which I write the five books of the Torah. The meat of the deers I feed the orphans, the poor Jewish children. The five books of the Torah I teach to five Jewish children. When I finish teaching the five books of the Torah to five Jewish children, then I begin teaching six Dovei Mishnayos to six Jewish boys. Here is the most inspiring debate between two spiritual and intellectual sages in ancient Israel. The first of the two, Rav Hanina, mastered the Torah so well that should the Torah be forgotten, he could revive it through his scholarship and dedication. This approach could only be applied as long as the bulk of Jewry is dedicated to the Torah. Under such circumstances, Chavrutas Torah and the level of Avodas HaKodesh could be effective. Rav Chiya, however, took notice of the fact that there might come a time when the bulk of Jewry will not only be equal of the Torah, but will in addition be completely disinterested in Torah knowledge and guidance. Under such circumstances, the propagation of the Torah on the level of Avodah will prove to be ineffective. Consequently, Rav Chiya adopted a different approach in the realization of Avodas Torah, namely Avodas Torah on the level of Melacha, on the level of art, not mere words. And Rav Chiya said in effect to Rav Hanina as follows, "It is true that should the Torah be forgotten, you, Rav Hanina, would be able to reconstruct it. But your method, which is the method of work, of Avodah, will not be effective in future generations when the whole environment will be hostile to Torah ideology. Consequently, I, Rav Chiya, have adopted a different approach, namely the approach of Melacha, of art in Avodas Torah. Which consists in injecting my personality in the hearts and the minds of the children with the acquisition of Torah knowledge naturally flowing from the emergence of my personality with the children's personality. This approach of Rav Chiya was more glorious till the Abhidya point. The Abhidya point can be expedited and simplified through the application of the vision of labor and the method of Abhidya, the Talmud Chochem can limit himself to Torah teaching, delegating the other activities to other people. However, under the method of Melacha, in Havdatas Torah, no recalls can be made to the vision of labor. In order that Rafio might succeed in infusing his personality into the souls of his Talmidim, Rafio must do everything himself. He cannot delegate anything to others. He must himself provide the funds. He must himself procure the Talmidim. He must himself become a farmer and plow the flax. He must himself turn into a weaver and make nets. He must himself become a tanner, a cook, a guardian for orphans, a psychologist, a writer of books, as well as a teacher of Torah. But teaching is just one of the many roles that the Talmud Chochem has to fulfill. The Melacha approach involves the hardest way and can be realized on a relatively small scale, with five Jewish children being taught the five books of the Torah and six Jewish girls being taught the six Dvarim of Mishnayos. In contrast to the Avodah approach, with its division of labor, which can be realized on a relatively large scale, involving hundreds of positives instead of five and six. However, the Melacha approach is the best way of slowly but surely preserving the Torah in Israel. The Avodah approach can be realized on a very large scale, but it is destined to be teacher Mishaito, the real teacher of Torah. It can never be, it can never have everlasting achievement. The Melacha approach can be realized only on a small scale, but on the other hand, it is teacher Mishaito, the teacher of Israel. Yeshiva's Brisk was founded 12 years ago as a transplant of Yeshiva's Brisk and Balojna Dorim, which was a yeshiva that was grounded at the very inception, when it was founded by Rav Chaim of Balojin, in the Melacha aspect. And that was the unique achievement of Rav Chaim of Balojin. Similarly, Yeshiva's Brisk of Chicago followed the pattern of Yeshiva's Balojin of Balojin, and it was grounded in the Melacha aspect primarily. Every Rebbe in Yeshiva's Brisk does not only execute the work, the hard work, in accordance with all the divine specifications, but the Melacha aspect is also executed by every Rebbe in Yeshiva's Brisk in accordance with all the divine specifications. The administrative staff in Yeshiva's Brisk throughout the 12 years has been realized in accordance with, on the Melacha level, in accordance with all the divine specifications of the Torah, and not only the Rebbeim and the administrative staff. All those who have been involved in Yeshiva's Brisk, the men and the ladies, are doing their best, not only in the realm of Avodah HaKodesh, but also in the realm of Melacha Avah. Every one of the men who is involved in Shiras Bris, every one of the ladies who is involved in Shiras Bris, is injecting his or her personality into the Avodah HaKodesh of Yeshivas Bris. And I'm happy to have at this 11th dinner of Yeshivas Bris Dr. and Mrs. David Spindel as the honorees. Dr. and Mrs. David Spindel are a good example of people who are ready to give their utmost, not only on an Aveda level, but also on an art level, by injecting their personality into the work that they are involved in. And I will never forget the effort and the devotion that Dr. David Spindel showed me on the night of May 29, 1983, when I had a stroke. It was a Sunday night, and no one would start from a single answer. But fortunately and miraculously, David Spindel showed up 2 minutes after the stroke, and he took me in the ambulance to the Edison Hospital, holding my hand, thereby paving the ground for the right spirit in the course of my life. And after taking notice of the fact that the work done by the ladies, by the men, by the Rosh Yeshiva, and by administrative staff of Yeshiva's Bris was in accordance with all the divine specifications, I am ready to bestow the same blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu bestowed thousands of years ago upon the Mishnah of Kol Yisrael, namely, Yirotzein Shetisho Shpino B'maisi Yedeichem V'Neam Adishem Olekeinu Oleinu U'Maisi Yodeinu Keinu Oleinu U'Maisi Yodeinu Peinu.